Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called Why Do Students Fear Peer Feedback? Let's dive in. Picture this. You announce peer review time, and instantly you watch your students' energy deflate. Shoulders slump, eyes dart away. The room fills with that familiar tension we've all witnessed. But here's what I've discovered after years of working with educators across disciplines. The problem isn't the feedback itself, it's how we've been framing it. Students fear peer feedback because traditional education has taught them that feedback equals judgment, and judgment equals their worth as learners. But what if we could transform critics into creative partners? In design thinking, there's something called critique culture, where feedback becomes fuel for innovation, not a verdict of failure. The magic happens when we shift from asking, "What's wrong with this?" to "How might we make this even better?" This isn't just semantic wordplay. It's a fundamental reframe that turns evaluation into ideation. The research backs this up beautifully. Constructivist learning theory shows us that knowledge builds through social interaction and shared meaning-making. When students actively engage in giving feedback, not just receiving it, they retain 90% more of what they learn. The feedback loop becomes a collaborative construction zone where everyone contributes to everyone's growth. So how do we make this practical? Start with language that sparks curiosity. Replace "what needs fixing" with "what sparked your curiosity about this work." Use the "I notice, I wonder, what if" protocol. Give students sentence stems like "this made me think" and "you could explore." These phrases focus on possibility, not problems. Let me tell you about Sarah, a seventh grade science teacher who transformed her classroom with collaboration stations. Instead of traditional peer editing, students rotated through stations asking questions like, "How can we strengthen the evidence?" and "What questions does this raise?" The most remarkable transformation happened with Marcus, a student who typically struggled with traditional assessments. He became the class's most insightful feedback giver because the process valued curiosity over correctness. By the end of the semester, students weren't just tolerating peer feedback, they were requesting it. Here's what you can try tomorrow. Replace one traditional peer review activity with collaborative inquiry. Train your students to see themselves as thought partners, not judges. Model the language shift from "you should fix this" to "I'm curious about this part." Watch how this simple change transforms not just their feedback skills, but their entire approach to learning from each other. Innovation isn't just about creating new things, it's about creating new ways of learning together. When we teach students to give and receive feedback as collaborators, we're preparing them for every future workplace, relationship, and creative endeavor they'll encounter. We're teaching them that growth happens in community, that questions are more powerful than answers, and that the best ideas emerge when we build on each other's thinking. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem solving into every classroom. This podcast is just the beginning. This spring, I'll be releasing my book, Teaching Innovation in the Classroom. Until then, follow along on YouTube, Facebook, and X at The Innovation Prof as we prepare resources to help you make innovation a core part of your teaching.